Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right, here we are, last break of the day. What a day. What a day. What a day.
What a day. What a day.
My closing remarks, I want to play this video, this young man that I saw. Mm-hmm. And a reporter had stopped him to interview him about the protests. And this is what his response was in Minneapolis.
What's it going to take for you guys to be okay tonight and to stop this chaos?
It ain't me. It's not me. I'm going to let y'all know that now. It's not us guys neither. And I'm glad that y'all said that. It's not us. It's the police. This the madness that they spark up. This is what they encourage. This is what they provoke. This is what you get out of you taking a loved one from someone. This is what you get. You get a lot of people that's hurt. And they can't vent the right way. They can't no longer depend on the police to be here to protect us like they say they gonna do. So this is what you get. And no, it's not gonna end today. I can't tell you it's gonna end tomorrow. I don't know when it's gonna end. But it's for y'all to start. We're not the ones that's killing us. Y'all killing us. We can't make a change if y'all don't change.
Wow.
This was so impactful because this was a young man talking. From his heart, being interviewed in night during a protest in Minneapolis by a reporter. And the young man said, I'm glad you said that, because it ain't us, it's y'all. See, here's a young man who in his lifetime, because of social media, has seen this from a very early age. It was like one time at my camp, I had my ranch in Dallas, and we thought it was a good idea to have the Little Elm Police Department come and talk to the boys about safety and everything. Well, it backfired because them young men, all they wanted to know when the police officers came were talking about safety and all this here, them young men, man, just wanted to know, why y'all kill us? And the police officers were caught so off guard because they came there to talk about safety and stuff. And the guy that was in charge of police officer said, Mr. Harvey, we're not equipped for this conversation. I said, well, I think you should be. I said, because, well, we're here to talk about this. I think you should get the young men to get off of this so we can get. No, I'm not going to do that. Because I understood. Because as angry as this young man is, and as right as he is, it is because social media has exposed this ugly form of racism to him since he was a very, very young child and could pick up a phone. He's had a cell phone his whole life. I didn't get a cell phone until I was damn near 30. I didn't even know that. There was no FaceTime and there was no nothing. But at 63, I feel exactly the way he feels. All of us. I know 70-year-olds that feel the exact same way that young man feels. Because you know what? This has been going on far too long. But we thought we were misled to believe that if we just showed it to you, if we just let you see it in social media, you would see what we had been knowing all this time and you would be mortified. You would be outraged at what you saw. Guess what? You're not. You're not outraged at what you see. You're not mortified. You ain't coming to our rescue like we just knew you would if you would only see what they're doing to us. when you see the tape, just like we see the tape, we see a conviction. We see a crime in progress. So now that we got it on tape, the jury, the grand jury, gonna see the same thing. And they don't. Too many times they don't. Now today, Attorney Crump showed us some examples that he had won some cases. And that's beautiful, man. I applaud this brother, one of the top civil rights attorneys of our time today. But we losing too many. And then I got news for you. It's too many cases don't ever even become a case. So it ain't no case to win or lose. Sometimes it just ain't no charges brought. So what about that? It's way more of them than the victories. So what the young man is saying, this ain't gonna change till y'all change. And you know what? He's absolutely correct. And that's why I'm making it my mission starting today to find the best way to get just a few white folks, just a few, to stand up with us and say, you know what? I, as a Christian, I, as a Muslim, I am as a person of faith, I, as a person of the human race who can say for a fact, this ain't right, I need some of y'all to stand up with us because y'all watching it. Now, you might not care, and I might be wrong about this, but I don't think I am. But I don't think that you can sit there, a lot of them that I know, and think this is wrong and not want to do something about it. So what I've decided to do as Steve Harvey is invite you to stand with us. It's not threatening. This is not saying this is what you should do. I'm inviting just a few good white folks to stand with us against these hate crimes of these innocent men losing their lives because a police officer is undertrained and racist and has a view towards black people that's unhealthy in the society that we live in today. This is really what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for. But they flipped the script on him. Hard to flip the script when it's on video, though, ain't it?
Hmm.
So I would think. So I'm going to start today. I'm just looking for a few good-willed non-African-American / white people to stand with us and stand up against these injustices. Those are closing remarks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.